In this century, one of the fans of the number pi is Jeff Rosenthal. He is a professor of statistics at the University of Toronto. He is also a whiz at figuring out probabilities. And he's found an extra special reason to count down to Pi Day. He is here to explain. Good morning and happy Pi Day.
Thank you, and to you, Mary.
Thank you. For those of us who need to brush up on our grade 7 math, what is pi?
So pi is a certain number that's a little bit more than 3. The best way to think about it, I think, is if you have a circle or a ball like a basketball, then how many times as far would it be if you had to go all the way around the ball as opposed to just going through the middle of the bowl? So going all the way around, that's the circumference. Going just straight through the middle, that's the diameter. So it's how many times as far is it the circumference as compared to the diameter?
And why is it called pi?
Well, I guess we mathematicians use Greek letters for lots of things, and I guess this is just the Greek letter that got chosen. It was in the early 1700s that it first appeared, people using the symbol pi, although people had thought about the value for a long time before that. But in the early 1700s, they started using this Greek letter pi to represent this figure.
As far as I know, this is probably the only number that gets its own global day. So what is so special about pi?
Well, pi is quite special. First of all, it comes up in all sorts of areas of mathematics. So it starts with the circle or the ball, as I explained. But then from that through, for example, the trigonometric functions like sine and cosine and tangent, it turns out that pi is very important for equations that come up in calculus and then in real analysis and complex variables and all sorts of mathematics, and then mathematics applied to physics, to quantum mechanics and relativity theory. No matter what thing you're studying, you're probably using pi all over the place. It just turns out to be a really important mathematical number.
Oh, really? So can you give us some examples, kind of like day-to-day examples when pi is essential?
Well, it's essential in all sorts of mathematical ways. So my own area is probability theory, and just in that area, it comes up in a lot of ways. One simple way to think about it is, suppose you had a square dartboard and then you had a circular dart target within the board, and let's say the circle just kind of fit just inside the square, and you threw a dart just at random and you said, what's the chance it's going to hit the circle inside the square? That turns out to be exactly equal to pi over 4. So not 3 over 4, but pi over 4. Or there's more complicated ones, like there's a famous needle experiment where you say, suppose you have a floor which has lines on it, like from tiles or whatever, and suppose you have a toothpick which is exactly the same length as the space between the lines, and you throw the toothpick down at random and say, what's the chance the toothpick ends up touching one of the lines? The answer turns out to be exactly equal to 2 divided by pi. So pi just comes up all over the place, and probabilities and everywhere else.
And that last experiment is certainly essential to everyday life.
Well, it's not essential to everyday life, but it was one of the early ways to think about pi, and it was invented by actually a guy recovering on a ship, a guy named Buffon, in I think the 1700s, I think it was, and it's another way that pi just comes up.
Wow. So how special or unique is this number as far as numbers in math go?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of interesting numbers in math, and of course, there's a lot of things that we mathematicians think about as far as numbers, but pi really is kind of special because it comes up so often in so many different ways, and also it has such an air of kind of mystery. It's on the one hand such a simple thing, just drawing the circumference around a circle, but it's got, for example, a decimal expansion that, as you mentioned, that goes on forever with no simple pattern and no way to predict what's going to come next if you take more and more digits. And there's no way to represent it as a simple fraction. And it's not the solution of any simple equation. It's what we call a transcendental number and an irrational number. It's a number that just goes on forever and has all these mysteries associated with it.
Yeah. See, this is what gets me. So I've got to ask you this. Because this is a number that goes on forever, so it's 3.1415, yeah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right?
Right.
And you said there's no recognizable pattern.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So does that mean pi is always just an approximation?
Well, if you write it out in decimals, it'll always be an approximation because you won't write out the whole infinite number of decimals. If you had a whole infinite number of decimals, you could get it exactly. But anytime you try to compute it or try to write it down, yeah, we're just making approximations.
That's why it screwed up Star Trek, right? Because they got the computer, they said, try to figure out all of pi.
Exactly.
No way.
So if you've got a computer out of control, you want to shut it down. What they did on Star Trek, they said, compute pi to the last decimal, and there was just no way for the computer to do that, and it shut the computer down.
Is it just something for math nerds to appreciate, or is it actually getting a bigger appreciation in a wider audience, do you think?
Well, I guess I'm not sure. I mean, I think most people have heard of pi and might have an idea of it. You know, it's about equal to 3.14 or something. Obviously, not everyone would recognize its importance as much as mathematicians would, but I think it's a very important number. And the more people think about pi, of course, they're thinking about the importance of mathematics and numerical reasoning in our lives. And of course, I do think that's very important. So I think it's great the more people think about pi.
Yeah, and what about for you? I mean, for you personally, do you see great beauty in this number?
Yeah, well, I do. I mean, I might call it not so much beauty as mystery and intrigue, because it sort of fits in so many ways. It comes up in all these areas of mathematics and in physics, and it's got this, you know, mysterious infinite decimal expansion, and you can just wonder about it. And one interesting thing is it's not something that we created. It's not like a play that somebody wrote that we're trying to figure out. It's something that's just a fundamental part of nature. When you've got the circumference of a circle, what could be more basic than how far it is to go around a circle? And yet, that's a mystery for us to puzzle through the ages.
What's the probability that a number would have infinite expansion with no pattern?
Well, actually, it's funny.
Well,
in a sense, the probability is one. So there's a sense that what we can prove is that if you just sort of choose a number at random out of, say, all the numbers from 0 to 1 or all the numbers, then with probability 1, that is almost all the numbers, will have an infinite expansion without any pattern. So in a way, pi isn't that special, but any number that you think to write down will probably have a simple form. So pi is a number that we need all the time, and yet it has this infinite expansion like a random number would.
So, okay, March 14th every year is Pi Day, and I guess we can figure out why, because it's the third month, so there's the 3,
right.
The 3.14, and then, of course, this is the 14th day, so 3.14, just like Pi.
Exactly.
But why do you, Jeff Rosenthal, say that this is an extra special Pi Day?
Right, so a lot of people have observed that this year, because the year is 2015, well, you could write the date as 3-14-15 for March 14th of 2015, and that gives you 3.1415, gives you the first 5 digits of pi. And then, if you want, you can take it a little farther, because at 9:26 this morning, well, then you might get, it's 3-14-15, and then it's at 9:26, so that's like 3.1415926. Those are the next digits of pi. And then you say, well, why stop there? What about pi seconds? So at 9:26 and 53 seconds this morning, you'll get extra digits of pi. You'll get 3.14159 2653. And then what I say is, let's take it one more step and not just wait till 9:26 and 53 seconds this morning, but 9:26 and 53.58979 and so on seconds. There'll be a single instant, which I want to call a pi instant, when the date and time will exactly give all the infinite digits of pi. So it'll just be an instant in time, but I'm calling that pi instant at a little bit after 9:26 this morning.
That's magical. Is it not? Because this is only going to happen once. Once. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, I guess you could argue once every century, because when you get to the year 2115, it might come back. But yeah, pretty much. Now, of course, there's no real connection between the date and time and the importance of pi, but it's a special instant when we can all think about pi and how important it is for so many areas of mathematics.
And what are you going to do in that instant? How are
well,
you going to celebrate?
That's a good question, Mary. A lot of people do sort of to play on the word, they eat a piece of pie, of apple pie or some kind of pie, and I think I might just have to do the same thing.
This is great. We will celebrate. Thank you for enlightening us on pi, Jeff.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Rosenthal. He's a professor of statistics at the University of Toronto. And if you'd like to read the article that he wrote on pi instant, we have a link to it. Just go to cbc.ca/freshair.